From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes Life Mark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
Life Mark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The millionaire maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar, Imran Ansari, and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat, the New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
So glad to have you with us, and welcome aboard the rain train. Is it ever going to stop raining? I don't think any of us believe that that is in fact the case, although I've looked at the weather forecast, and supposedly this weekend it's supposed to be beautiful. And Linda Perillo, my bride, is very happy about that because we have those lovely window unit air conditioners in our house. We did not buy a house that had central air. And so I've got six of those things to take out, and I'm not taking them out in the rain. I'm not going to do it. So better be a sunny day somewhere because they're staying in the windows until it happens.
You know, I got to tell you, we got so used to such beautiful weather because really we had such a dry summer, and we all went, what the heck is rain? And yeah. This is it. This is all the rain we didn't get. It's here, and like in the last 3 days.
Well, and this is the outer remnants of Ian, isn't it? I mean, this is the hurricane as it just made its way up to us, but it's not, we're not in danger. We're just miserable.
I can't. It changes my mood completely.
Oh, terribly. Yeah. And you're not a fall gal anyway. You don't like the fall anyway.
Oh, God, I'm a summer baby, and that's all I want. I really want to move to Florida. I don't like the Northeast at all, and I'm just here by default.
Well, yeah, because your legacy family is all here, and this is where you grew up. So, you know, I will say to juxtapose your let's hate on fall thing. I did, you know, this morning we made sure all the windows were closed because we had the windows open a little bit the last couple of nights. And I crawled back in bed, and, you know, you had that extra couple of blankets on the last couple of nights. And I cuddled up to my wife and I said, this is why I love fall. It's snuggle weather. It's like you just nestle up to each other and just and we fell back to sleep. We got another like 20 minutes extra sleep this morning because of that. But, yeah, now I got to go take these stupid air conditioners out of the windows, and I'm not happy about that at all. So we'll kvetch about that and move on. But at some point, I've got to see about getting central air put in because it's just I don't like this every spring
drop
and fall.
Drop the dime, Kev. Drop the dime.
I know. Well, anyway, hey, I'm curious, in terms of travel, have you done any sightseeing or wandering around back roads in the last couple of weeks? Because have you noticed the colors? They came in a little bit late, but they're just starting to change a little bit in our area now.
They are. And like I said, you know, you may think I'm a little odd, but, you know, most people find it beautiful. I find it depressing because, again, to me, it's a prequel to Old Man Winter's arrival. And I can't get into it, but I will tell you, It is beautiful. Apple picking is great if you can get into it. And we do have a lot of that around here. We have so much of that in our area, especially as you go further upstate New York. Yep. You know, I'm a Jersey girl. Hate to admit it. I'm a Jersey girl. Central Jersey's nice. You know, it's a fun thing to do with the kids, too. I mean, they all love it.
Well, this last weekend, we had a great aunt and uncle out. And they wanted to go do apple picking, so we piled everyone in the car and headed up to Warwick. And there is this place we've been going for the last couple of years called Penning's. And friends, if you've never been there, they've got the best apples. And I think for the price of one car, you can bring in as many as 8 people for one car, but I think it's $48. And you get like 2 huge bags, and you can go fill them as full as you want. And then they've got like a brick oven pizzeria on site. They've usually got a food truck or two. They're usually jamming live music. And what I love about them, they've got like, I don't know, 15 or 20 ciders on tap, hard ciders on tap. They just go up to the side of the bar and be like, give me that one there. Then you got a 12 or 16 ounce in your hand. And then, I mean, that's fall for me, man. Flannel shirt and some hard cider and a little bit of apple picking. And, man, it's just a happy day.
That's how parents apple pick.
That's it.
That's how they
Well, meanwhile, my kids, I mean, the first couple of years, we had, no, don't eat the ones on the ground. Yes, I see. The bugs already took a bite out of it. Don't eat that part. But now they're like, they're pretty kind of, you know, this is the third or fourth time that we've done it. And they're kind of like, you know, wise to it. So they go to the trees that they know have the apples on them that they like. And I've gotten them at least now to take the apple and rub it against their shirt before they just like, you know, crunch right into it. Because they want to eat them so badly. And we don't let them really eat a lot of them that we pick because we bring them back so that mom can make the apple crisp and the apple pie, which she happens to make very, very good ones of both. So,
well, what's your favorite apple? For apple pie, they say the best is what? Anything that's tart. So
yeah,
like Granny Smith.
Yep, right? Granny Smith, Cortland's, any of those that just make your lips pucker, you know, those are good ones for the pies. What I liked, so they had a bunch of them shut down. I love Honeycrisp, although they're kind of a newer breed from the last 20 years or so.
Those are my favorite,
I was shocked, and I forgot that when you get Cortland's, you know in the movie Snow White when she bites into the apple and it's like perfectly white on the inside and perfectly red on the outside? That's what Cortland's are. They are the Snow White apple. You bite into it, and it's just like it looks like a snowstorm in there.
Listen, I got about three people I'd love to give that apple to.
Well, no, we're not. Please, listeners, we're not advocating giving people poisoned apples tonight. This is not purpose of Travel Night. But no, it was a fun weekend, and the. Kind of a pro tip here, if it looks a little bit drizzly but isn't really raining, go ahead and go anyway. Because on the same weekend we went a year ago and it was sunny and just a little bit on the cool side and it was packed and they had so many people there we couldn't even find a table to sit on. It was perfect. It was like half the number of people as last year. It was still a little on the chilly side, but you know, we got our apples, got our brick oven pizza and walked out with some hard cider. Everybody was happy. We were just, you know, it was just a fun family day.
Sounds awesome, Kev.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go much farther away than Warwick, New York tonight. And coming up, we've got a very good show for you. And I want to say thank you to Nick Malone, who helped us put all this together. But coming up, we're going to talk with Allison Godlove about a number of things related to Florida travel. And you may remember she was going to join us last week. But could not because of the hurricane, and she experienced what a lot of people did, power outage, et cetera. But she's got a couple of things she's going to share with us. And then a little bit later on, travel agencies and what they're doing in 2022 and kind of how that's impacting people. And then, of course, Perillo's Pointers. Linda's going to give you some must-have information about travel and how to make it better for your life this go-around. And you may be one of those families that are considering, okay, COVID's got a couple of years in the rearview mirror here. We're looking at the holidays. We're thinking about doing something relatively soon. You want to pay attention. Linda's got some good tips for you tonight. And, of course, it is all brought to you by the very good people at Perillo Tours, PerilloTours.com. Check out their Italy, Spain, and Hawaii brochures. I just got the new Italy one. You're going to want to see it as well. But call them up. Go see them at PerilloTours.com. Coming right back.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Not as tired as she used to get. Gives her energy to goof things around the house.
I really appreciate it. I really like your product. I'm happy with it.
You don't have to really think about it anymore. You've got it, and it's in your diet. Regularity, let's put it that way. Food's very good.
Because I don't always eat my vegetables and fruit, so I know I'm better with it.
A little more energy and just feeling pretty good overall. Seems to work so far. No complaints.
I feel something good. I can't point my finger on, but I feel good in general.
I do have a little bit more energy, you know, do stuff after work, whereas before I didn't really want to do stuff and just wanted to sit around.
I think I have a little more energy. I'm an older, disabled person, and I don't always eat properly. It's just feeling a little stronger that way.
Start your journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code BALANCE.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started a timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-969-1199. That's 800-969-1199. 800-969-1199. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
With America in crisis and lies abounding everywhere, we thought it was a good time to provide the antidote. That's why this radio station partnered with the all-new Salem News Channel. All the hosts you've come to know and trust on this station are right there on TV. Same great lineup, only now you get to watch as well as listen. Download the app on your Apple or Android device. Watch us on Roku or on SalemNewsChannel.com. On the radio, we're right here. On TV, we're right there. SNC is the antidote to the mainstream media. Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
So glad to have you with us. It's a Tuesday night, and if you're not familiar with the broadcast, the whole purpose of Radio Night Live is each night to tackle a topic that helps New Yorkers and people in the tri-state area continue to come back from COVID, the pandemic, the violence and the riots and all the bad stuff we've had over the last couple of years. We're trying to reclaim New York as the greatest city on planet Earth and doing everything we can to give you the information. That's why we talk about money on Monday nights and travel here on Tuesdays and wellness on Wednesdays. We talk about legal issues on Thursdays and fun, food, tourism, all the entertainment stuff that comes on Fridays. But sometimes travel kind of overlaps with that. And very excited, Linda Perillo, to invite our next guest. She was scheduled to be with us a week ago, but she was down in Florida. And guess who wasn't going to be doing any media on Tuesday night last week? It was our next guest, Allison Godlove, who writes at Travel Awaits and is an Emmy-winning television reporter as well. Allison, it's wonderful to have you. And first of all, is everything okay where you were? What was your experience in the process of waiting Ian out? And how was your family and all your friends?
Thank you for asking. Thank you for having me. I'm sorry I missed out last week. But yeah, we were a little busy. We had family members evacuate to us. We had my sister, she lost power, evacuated to us. So we had a full house and then trying to make sure we were ready because, you know, Tuesday, unfortunately, we were watching that storm come straight for the Tampa Bay area. And we lost power for about 4 days. Ah. Thankfully, that is it. And it's very hard for me to feel bad about that when 2 hours south, our friends in Fort Myers and in Naples and what they're dealing with in the videos and the pictures that you're seeing is just heartbreaking and devastating. Yeah. And so we're fine. Everyone's fine. Our power's back on and we didn't have any damage. So, you know, continued thoughts and prayers for people in 2 hours south of us. But thank you for asking. That's very sweet of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we were sad to miss out on you last week, but glad you're here tonight. And I know that you're up in the tri-state area now, and you're seeing what we are seeing. It appears Linda and I were just talking in the open tonight about kind of the apple picking experience that my family and I went through, and there's a lot of fun things that kind of hit with the fall. I asked my bride about this a couple of weeks ago. I said, "Why do you like the fall so much?" And she's like, "Well, because of all of the traditions that we've made." And I started thinking about it. And when you think of traditions, I kind of think of like Thanksgiving and Christmas. But really, we start like right at with Labor Day, and then it's into apple picking, and then it's into pumpkin patch, and then it's into Halloween, and then it's Thanksgiving, and then it's the holidays. And it's like we really have built a whole family kind of calendar around the fall. And I noticed you recently wrote about pumpkin chunking. And I don't know if that qualifies as, quality family activity, but let's talk about it a little bit.
All right. So first, let's start. What do you think it is? Chunkin' or chucking? Depending on which festival they call it one or the other. And I thought, well, I guess, you know, tomato, tomato, right?
Right. Well, so yeah. what is involved in technical pumpkin chunking?
Well, if they're using these, you could use your hands, I suppose, but people get really into it and they will use catapults and cannons and they try to see who can launch the pumpkin the farthest. And this actually all started in 1986 in Delaware. And this slingshot that they created at the time sends a pumpkin 178 feet. Through the air, and that created this then fall tradition for years to come. They do it most places across the country. In our article at Travel Awaits, we featured 12 of them. Some places didn't have them or they weren't updating their websites. You know, COVID threw a little bit of a wrench in fall festivals, so people are probably trying to get them back up and running. But yeah, people come with these insane catapults and cannons that they make to launch these pumpkins through the air and then watch it smash when it hits the ground. It's fascinating.
Well, up here in the Northeast, there are several. In fact, Vermont, Pennsylvania, New York, I'm seeing all have them in the Upper East Coast area. So let's talk about New York. On October 15th in Clayton, New York, there will be one. And what does it consist of?
So they'll have the launches there. They're going to have it says adult pumpkin launches, by the way. You know, they want to make sure everybody stays safe with that. But there's going to be barbecue.
I figured that what that meant was they would cut the pumpkin open and fill it with alcohol before launching it. Maybe set it on fire or something. I don't know.
You know, they might. They very well might do that. We should head over to Clayton and we should figure that out.
Allison, yeah, I have all a question kinds of stuff for there. You. I have a question because I have a lot of kids. So I'm always thinking like a mom. Who cleans this stuff?
There you go. That is the question.
That is a great point. I'm not sure who cleans it up. I'm sure if there's not a special staff, maybe they just leave it and it turns into like some kind of compost on the the field where they are, and it just goes right back into the earth, and then you maybe you have your own.
Well, oddly enough, Linda, Allison's not telling you is that in about 12 to 18 months, every place they've held one of these pumpkin launches, suddenly a new pumpkin patch is born. And so all of a sudden, there's just pumpkins all over a football field somewhere that just came out of nowhere.
Oh my God, that is actually really funny. Okay.
So these festivals, they have it made. They know how to keep their festivals going because they constantly have pumpkins just ready to go.
Self-reproducing pumpkin chunking festivals.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
but
you know,
they really do a great job with some of this and creating that fall atmosphere that you're talking about, because they'll have farmers markets and they have different pie eating contests. All of these festivals make sure that they are really feeding into our need to get into these fall vibes and really enjoy the cooler weather and the change of atmosphere, unless you live in Florida. And then, of course, it stays 80 degrees, but we just put boots on because it's fall.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And I know that we're talking a little bit to the choir here, because Linda does not like fall. And it's not one of her favorite times. She's a summer girl, and she loves the summer, and she wants the summer. But when you talk about the fall stuff, like, there's almost a ceremony in my house when my bride goes to my kids' closets and our closets, and she pulls out the flannel shirts and the coats and everything that you need for the
time.
It's like, okay, now we're going to go. And you fire up the fireplace, which we have, and you go to some of these things. And it really has. Linda, I know you're a mom, and I know you love your kids, but I tell you, some of the most special times I've had over the last 3 or 4 years is starting these traditions with my little ankle biters. And now we're, you know, 4 or 5 years into them, and they wouldn't miss them for anything. And in fact, last week was apple picking for us. What would normally be on the calendar either this weekend or the following weekend, and I need to look because it might even actually already be scheduled, would be to go to the pumpkin patch and to pick our pumpkins out.
Get them ready.
They're gonna carve them up, you know, come Halloween, and have them there. And then we'll go do another set of pumpkins just for Thanksgiving porch decor, because my bride can't have, you know, Thanksgiving without, you know, different colored marigolds or whatever it is that are in the pots. And then you got the pumpkins on the and hay. I got to get hail bays now for my front porch. I never had hail bays. It's just all kinds of wrong. Anyway, when we come back, Allison Godlove staying with us for a little bit longer. We've got some more things to talk about, like maybe a beautiful cruise up the Hudson River that you could see some very lovely fall foliage from, what that's all about, and maybe something when you get up into the Hudson Valley, some things you might want to check out. That's all straight ahead. It's Travel Night. She's Linda Perillo. Our guest is Allison Godlove. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming straight back.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt for Key City Capital. Go there at keycitycapital.com/Hugh. You've heard me on my radio show with Charlie Dombeck. Now, Charlie has been a practicing CPA for 30 years. He is one of the founders of Key City Capital, and the reason he did so is they wanted to be wealth acceleration experts. Charlie begins by looking at your taxes to see if you've paid too much money over the past few years. He then suggests to you investments. This isn't an offer to sell. This is just telling you that Charlie can be trusted. A bunch of investments that will have great returns if they perform as they did in the past, and there's no guarantee of future performance, of course, but it'll help you structure your tax situation, generate tax-free cash flows. Let Charlie protect your wealth, lower your tax liability. So many of our listeners have connected with him. Connect with Charlie today at keycitycapital.com/you. That's keycitycapital.com/you. You can trust Charlie. You can trust Key City Capital at keycitycapital.com/you.
ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. That's the number to order Relief Factor. And the Relief Factor relieves you of joint and muscle pain. It is a miracle supplement. I don't know what the word completely safe is. I don't want to be liable. It's so safe, I don't think there's a limitation on the amount of time you could take it. Try it for 3 weeks, because they say you'll know in 3 weeks. If it doesn't work in 3 weeks, probably will work. They say that. $19.95.
So if you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it, and they've ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, the number 4-RELIEF, to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
You can't sleep, you can't eat, there's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York, here's Kevin McCullough. Another
kiss. So, Linda Perillo, my co-host on Tuesday's travel show. Linda, when we were driving, as I told you about, our aunt and uncle were in town, and the kids, and the kids kind of think of these as grandma and grandpa, because they don't really have any grandparents, so this is kind of the equivalent for them. When Uncle Kevin and Aunt Vicky come, and they just hang on them like the whole time they're here. But we were traveling up, and I was trying to explain to them that this backwoods drive we were taking up to Warwick is normally much more colorful at the time of year that we take it, because we try to go that same weekend almost every year, and this year it's just all green. Like, it stayed summer so much later in the tri-state that you didn't see like an early outbreak of the fall colors. And so there, I'm like, imagine over here, this whole side of the mountain, it's all different colors. It's all green when I'm telling them it, but I'm asking them to imagine it. But that truly is one of the beautiful attractions of this part of the country, is it not, Allison Godlove of TravelAwaits.com, that you can see these amazing, like, quilt blankets of color just on the landscape, and it's just the most spectacular thing.
It is. It is so pretty this time of year. And I think that really makes it feel like fall, too. The air is a little crisper. The leaves are so bright, the oranges and reds and yellows. And it just, it's beautiful. It never gets old to look at, right?
I don't think so. Linda disagrees. So we're never going to convert
the... We've got to get on this fall
train. I'm getting beat up.
Well, that's it. So... tell us about the revived Circle Line Hudson River Cruise, because this sounds like the perfect thing to get Linda back excited about fall again.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say, we need to get Linda on this cruise, and then maybe we could at least get her a little bit dipping her toe into the fall spirit.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try to pitch it to you, okay? So this is a 50-mile cruise. It goes up the Hudson River, and it goes to Bear Mountain State Park. It's an 8-hour sail. You get to see all these incredible views of the river itself and the trees, but you'll get to see Hook Mountain. You'll get to see the Hudson River Palisades, the cloisters, the George Washington Bridge, the Mario Cuomo Bridge, a whole lot more. But it's also very fall festival-ish on the cruise ship, too, because they'll have food. They'll have schnitzel and bratwurst, and they'll have pretzels and sauerkraut, and they'll have Sam Adams Oktoberfest and German beers. So they do kind of try to make it a very like Oktoberfest feeling situation. So you can stay on board. So Linda, if you're worried about the cold weather, you still can go outside on the deck, but they have heated indoor seating. So you can sit there with your warm seat, and you can get some hot chocolate or some pumpkin spice something, and you can look out these 360-degree views of the river as you're cruising up there, as you know, outside of the window, but still be warm. So that's really good. This all is, again, an 8-hour cruise. You go up and hang out at Bear Mountain State Park, and while you're there, you can just enjoy being outdoors. There's trailside museums there. There's a little local zoo, Bear Mountain Lake. You can hike if you want. There's this 42 hand carved seats on this merry-go-round. So there's something for everybody when you're doing it. It doesn't have to just be these hiking trails. You can go up there and enjoy with the kids and then get back on the boat and have some food and snacks. And it's a really unique experience when you're leaving from New York.
So let me interrupt you for a second, because I grew up in this area. You know, I started out actually in New York in Rockland County, and then I moved to Bergen County in New Jersey. So I have a question, and I'm moving again, I think. So I'm very familiar with what's here. Is this the same thing as the Dayliner used to be when I was like 10 years old?
It might be similar to that. This is through Circle Line, and they rev this up during the fall season. So it very well could be something similar if they're, you know, they're wanting to get people into nature and get them out on the water and do these unique cruises. You know, you're in the middle of this concrete jungle in New York City, and then you can hop on a boat, and in 8 hours you can be at, you know, out on the river and out in nature enjoying that, and then you can come back home. It's really a unique way to get to enjoy the Hudson River.
No, it sounds really, really beautiful. And I just say to myself, well, in 8 hours, I could be in Rome, too. So.
Leave it to
Rome.
A Perillo to bring up Italy, even if we're talking fall foliage in New York.
Of
I just,
course,
you know,
course,
that's the way that's going to work. Well, oh so Allison, for people, I mean, and this is also a little bit historic, because if you studied the history of Manhattan, the Hudson River was one of the most important passages that we you know, experimented with in terms of getting it into the inner portion of the continent. And it was a big, big deal in New York's early days. And to just see, I don't know, kind of what all of this beauty looks like at this time of year, I think it's a lot of fun. We sure appreciate you being with us. And I don't know how long you're in the New York area, but have a fun visit while you're here. Be safe when you go back home, and give our best to the citizens of Florida, and let them know that our thoughts and prayers are with them.
Oh, appreciate Allison. That so much. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. We'll
Allison,
have you back.
Before you go, I have a question for you. Do you know the song Allison? Yes. Elvis Costello.
You know,
go look it up. Great song. You're
Elvis
too young.
Costello.
Got it. I'm on it.
All right. See, you even got Thanks, serenaded, guys. Allison. I didn't know that was going to happen, but somehow
my
it
day
did.
Is made.
There you
there
go.
You
All
go.
Right. We've got a lot more to get to. Stay here. And a very special Perillo's Pointers coming up tonight. When you get travel alerts, and especially for those of you that were trying to get to or from Florida last week, you probably know about this. But what should you do when those travel alerts come across? Is there some sort of secret code that's unlocked when they give you a travel alert? Linda's got the answer to that very important question coming up. And also in our next segment, are travel agencies making a return? We're gonna talk about this kind of idea that you talk to someone else about planning your travel. You don't just go on the website and do it yourself. Kevin McCullough, Linda Perillo, it's Travel Night. It's Radio Night Live. Coming right back.
In these crazy days, you don't want to get caught on the wrong side of a home bidding war. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. There's a bidding war in the housing market with numbers way above asking price. Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 to find out how to level the playing field with the Fellowship Home Loans Rate Lock Advantage Program.
Lock your rate and payment while you search. If the rates go up, you're safe. If the rates go down, we'll lock you there. It's truly a win-win. The dream of the older generation is to pay off a mortgage. The dream of today's young families is to get one.
We're here to help with both. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Fellowship Home Loans Rate Lock Advantage is the happy ending to your story.
Welcome home.
Come and get your loan. Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Jersey Central Power and Light wants you to be safe around electricity. If you see downed power lines, call 911 and stay at least 30 feet away. If you believe a tree is growing too closely to power equipment, call JCP&L immediately. Also call JCP&L if your drone gets caught in power lines or equipment. Never try to retrieve it yourself. For more tips, visit firstenergycorp.com/safety. This message, sponsored by JCP&L and aired in cooperation with the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas sees chaos in the economy.
I think your average person looks at the landscape and says, this is
madness. We are printing money. It's like the Fed and company are trying to destroy America. I wouldn't do this. This doesn't seem like sound business practices to me.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our two radio stations, AM 570 and AM 970, just had the annual client cruise. And from my personal experience over the years, it's an amazing time because we always charter the Atlantis yacht with Captain Fred at New York Cruises. Captain Fred and the New York Cruises staff go above and beyond with every detail. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, there's no other way to go than with New York Cruises for an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Picturesque New York City skyline views, gourmet food, great entertainment. What's not to love? Whether you're planning a corporate event, wedding, or engagement party, bar mitzvah, birthday, retirement, anniversary celebration, etc., impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Call 212-633-1231 and see how Captain Fred and his first-class yacht crew will make your special occasion an unforgettable day. Call 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer. Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
Well, on Tuesday we talk travel, so my co-host is Linda Perillo. And Linda, appreciate all the information that Allison gave us, but I was reading in Travel Weekly just before the show, and there's this word that I haven't seen used very often, but it's starting to make a comeback, a thing called a travel agency. Now, I remember one of these being in the little town where I grew up, and there was a shingle on the sidewalk, and it said travel agent, and you could go in there, and you could buy airplane tickets, and I guess you could buy whatever you wanted, set up a whole trip if you wanted to. But travel agencies are still around. I mean, the Expedia and those things kind of changed the business, but how are they doing in 2022?
Well, you know what? I think you got to look at... it's called survival of the fittest, right?
So,
and I hate to say COVID was the great eliminator. And, you know, if you were a mom and pop travel agency and you were just starting up, I felt badly for you. I mean, one of the reasons that, I mean, we're a tour operator, but I think one of the reasons Perillo survived is because we had our footing for almost 75 years at that point. And we were, you know, we were known. We were trademarked and stuff, but a lot of these agencies that still are did okay and managed to stay afloat during the pandemic are now reporting that people who felt very caged and suffocated, right, by the shroud of COVID and not being able to get out there, want to go, and they don't care how much things are costing, and they their claim that one agency is saying that they've already surpassed their 2019 totals. Bon Voyage Boutique Travel in Neenah, Wisconsin was saying that their 2021 sales were completely through the roof. And any of the non-ARC, so ARC, we call them ARC. We get an ARC report, which is the Airlines Reporting Corporation. So they are ticket transaction settlement services between airlines and travel agencies, right?
Gotcha.
So you get an ARC report, and ARC says, okay, you owe Delta Airlines $64,000. I'm just making it up, round number. But any of the non-ARC commissions increased by 150%. That is crazy granola, let me tell you.
Well, what does that represent? What does it mean? What does it stand for?
So, in other words, that anything that wasn't like commission based already, like a ticket. So you buy a ticket for United Airlines, Delta Airlines, whatever. Their commission is already built in for the travel professional, for us, for a travel agency, whatever. Anything that was non-ARC commission could have been a cruise line, could have been a tour operator saying, hey, you know what? You book us. We're going to give you guys 40% or whatever.
Oh, wow.
You make that up, right? We could do it to say, hey, we need to increase volume. Start selling us, and here is the golden carrot. But a lot of them are claiming, too, and I love this, is that there seems to be the bucket list traveler. that's out there, right? So people are saying, no more are we going to have tomorrow or 20 years from now to travel. We want to go now because COVID has shown us that life is short. So,
yeah, no, that was that's right? The come to Jesus effect. COVID was like, if you're not ready to die, you better start doing everything on the list.
So one of the agencies said that, you know, listen, one of them did say that, you know, a lot of these trips were rescheduled. So you're adding that to your volume pile. Anything that people couldn't do in 2019, 2020, they decided, okay, we're going to do it now because we do want to go and we're tired of being, you know, caged up. And they went. So a lot of them were claiming that they were rescheduled. Some agencies were saying that they had choosier. This is interesting to me, right? At a time when the economy tanked, thank you, Joe Biden, and at a time when we have crazy inflation, you know, the things that survived during those times, right, if you read it historically or what, entertainment. You know, people want to go out. They're so, they feel depressed or whatever. They're getting clients that want to spend money. And so they're being pickier, they said, with their clients too. So by getting this more elite client who's got the bucks to go away, these agencies in turn are making more money. So it's a very interesting little recipe. It's a byproduct of the pandemic. And, you know, sometimes this happens, right? We see the silver lining, the bright side to such darkness. And this is it for the travel industry. This is what happened.
Well, it's interesting, and I think that you're absolutely right. The COVID effect, and I don't think it's just in travel. I think if you look at a lot of different industries and the way people are doing life right now, they're all like, you know what, this was like a near miss, and we've been given a second lease on life. We're going to go out and try to make the most of it, you know, and kind of like, you know, everything else be damned. We're going to do what we can to you know, live a little bit here before we, you know, are no longer a part of this world. And I can't blame them. I think that there's a lot of that in all of us, and especially in the areas that stayed masked up and locked down longer. I just think you had more people. You're not finding a ton of people in Florida that feel this way, but certainly up here in the Northeast, where all the states like freaked out and wigged out and locked everything down and told everybody they had to stay by themselves for 2 years. They want to get back out there.
Yeah. Oh, they absolutely want to get back out there. And like you said, I mean, I think it's just a broad feeling of, you know what, you may not have tomorrow. And I think we really all should really think like that.
Should probably live that way all the time, but yeah.
Right? You don't have tomorrow. I mean, we don't know. So just freaking do it today and be happy and whatever. But in the end, are there a lot of industries that benefit from stuff like that? Yes. And travel is definitely one of them because everyone has a bucket list and people are starting to now, you know, check off the bucket list, and it's bringing the travel industry back into a very bountiful, fruitful time.
Well, and I always wondered how the Expedias of the world impacted the life of the travel agent, because I know that for myself, I went through a period in my career where when I needed to fly, I called a travel agent friend of mine that would always help me out, and they'd get me a good price on a ticket. And I remember the first time I booked my ticket online, I was like, dude, this is so much easier.
It's a lot easier. But you know what? It's so funny. I think it's very generational, Kevin. You know, like my kids, like they, everything's online. They would have no idea. But back in the day, you know, your grandmother and your grandfather, oh, we have a travel agent. You got to go to them. Oh, we're going to go see Susie down the block, and she's going to issue our tickets for Florida and for Miami. And we're going, you know, now like your kid looks at you like, Mom, what are you doing?
It's on my phone. It's in my electronic wallet. I already got the ticket. It's right there. It's in my thing. We're coming right back. Perillo's Pointers coming up next. Stay here.
Keep your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. Invite Health is here to save the day and your body with the best-selling Cartilage HX. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation provides a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Just listen to what some Invite Health customers in the tri-state area are saying about Cartilage HX.
I had a problem with my left knee and had to take baby steps going up the stairs. I'm almost normal now.
Miracle! When I climb the stairs, my knees no longer hurt.
Stay active with the help of Cartilage HX. Buy one bottle, get the other free, plus free shipping today. Call 800-673-2345 now to order. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345.
AM 970 listeners, Steve Adubato here. Check out our show One-on-One every night for my conversations with leaders and experts from business, sports, politics, and the arts.
Retire and do what? It's great. I don't want to stop.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
And guess where my trailer was? A block away from my apartment. It couldn't have been better.
So catch One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights on 13WNET and NJPBS, and online at steveadubato.org.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Frank Pallotta, Republican candidate for United States Congress here in New Jersey's 5th District. I'm not just running to return my district to Republican hands. I'm running to represent all of the people in my district, including seniors, veterans, small businesses, and everyone who longs for real bipartisan leadership. I've just launched a weekly radio talk show on AM 970 The Answer called Frankly Speaking. Our show will air at 10 a.m. on Sundays, so please tune in. We'll be discussing the issues that are relevant and critically important to all of us here in the 5th District and across the great state of New Jersey. If you'd like to know more, please visit my website at frankfornj.com. That's Frank, the number 4, nj.com, where you can follow our campaign, catch up on all the issues, and if you like what you see, please feel free to donate. If you have any questions, please contact our offices at 201-783-8801. Thank you. This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
If you love Broadway, movies, and music, then tune into Broadway at the Russian Tea Room Sunday afternoons at 5. Host Rob Taub interviews the biggest stars, writers, and directors, plus film and theater critics, along with people behind the scenes, from doctors and fitness experts to casting directors, stagehands, and dressers. It's the only show of its kind, and it's right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us. Despite the fact that Ian continues to dump rain on us continually. And you know what, Linda, we don't even get the sexy side of the hurricane, right? Like there's no trees bending over in our backyards, and like we're not, you know, standing against, you know, Mother Nature herself. No, we just get nonstop drizzle for like, you know, 155 hours straight, and just, you know, makes everything miserable and freezing in the same time. Anyway, but Ian did cause quite a bit of airlines to have to adjust their operational plans last week. And in Perillo's pointers tonight, Linda, you've got some stuff about what to know about airline travel alerts. Tell us what we need to know.
So airline travel alerts, again, I say this every single time we talk, an educated consumer is our best what, Kevin?
Customer.
Okay.
Traveler.
You're our best customer.
Give me enough time. I'll come up with the right answer. Right?
So we have these things called travel alerts, and they're usually issued by an airline, and the airline will say, okay, like especially if you have the app and you get your banners and your alerts, they're going to say, hey, guess what? You know, your flight is canceled, or there's bad weather coming into Florida. We're no longer flying into Miami or whatever. You have to take advantage of those alerts, because according to the Department of Transportation, transportation.gov, you are owed a refund for a cancellation for any reason or an unreasonable delay, right? So pay attention to your travel alerts. That's number one, okay? Always have a good heads up. If you can try and switch your flight if you still want to travel. Another thing is anyone, now this is another trick by these airlines. Usually anybody traveling in business and class has an upper hand on a cancellation. However, during these times of acts of God, weather and everything, they're going to give economy passengers as well a pass. So you have to push it, and there should be no fees involved either. Now, if you rebook your flight, which you can do, you're not entitled to a credit. Usually it's either or. So get ready to make your decision. And you have to always keep checking your airline website for alerts if you know you're getting ready to travel. Because another thing is this, they may issue something 24 to 48 hours prior to departure. And during that window, you have the opportunity to make the kill, to go in there and say, I am not traveling, I want to change my flight, or I want a full refund. Nice. Always download your app. It's the most helpful tool you have. And again, you are entitled by the United States government to a refund. There
well,
you go.
Well, I think if we learned one thing in the Perilla's Pointers tonight is that we are entitled to a refund. So I just knowing when to go for it, Linda, is what I'm hearing is the most important part. And you helped us understand that a little bit better tonight. All right, friend, stay dry. I know that Ian's getting you down, but I'm serious, Linda. Chin up. It will get better. Sunshine by the weekend, yeah. They promise.
I hope so. I like my weekends.
Meanwhile, everybody else, I'll be taking air conditioners out on Saturday. Anyway, everybody else, tomorrow night we talk wellness. We'll see you then.